You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network and the Music of the Star, December 7th.
The date in 1941 that the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. The date lives in infamy and in the memories of the few remaining survivors. Jim Axelrod had the honor of speaking to one of them for tonight's Eye on America.
For nearly 84 years, this is the way most Americans have experienced the attack on Pearl Harbor.
American Defense Medal.
But not retired Army Captain Ken Shubring.
84 years later, how sharp are these memories?
Very sharp. Something like that, you can't forget.
He was there.
And you knew they weren't American planes?
I knew they were IH-E-99s, and they had a red circle underneath the wing and a red circle on the fuselage, and that was Japanese.
Now 103 and going strong, Captain Shubring is one of 13 American veterans of Pearl Harbor still alive.
Do you ever worry that December 7th is in danger of becoming just another day on the calendar?
Yes. If that's going to happen, it's going to happen over, I don't want to say my dead body, but might be.
See, lest we forget is our motto.
Betsy Crossley and Ken Shubring Jr. revere their father.
Tell me who your dad is.
My hero.
He's my rock.
They revere his service from the first day of World War II to the last, on a bombing run when he got word of Japan's surrender. And they revere the way he returned to his home in the turbulent post-war South, pushing to integrate the schools in Athens, Georgia, as school board president.
I remember getting called a lot of bad things, but my dad never wavered.
Did you get some pushback?
People will probably never speak to me again for the rest of their life.
You may have had the last laugh on that one.
Yeah, I probably did.
Ken's kids work with the sons and daughters of Pearl Harbor survivors to make sure the story of the attack will get told even after the last of the survivors are gone.
What is it you don't want people to forget?
The sacrifice.
Absolutely.
I mean, the sacrifice that was given that day and then subsequently years later. I mean, you can't put a price on that, and you can't forget it.
You can't forget it. Four apt words as we mark this day that still lives in infamy, along with two more for all who were there. Thank you. For Eye on America, I'm Jim Axelrod in Clarksville, Georgia.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, NBC. Hello, NBC. This is KTU in Honolulu, Hawaii. I am speaking from the roof of the Advertiser Publishing Company building. We have witnessed this morning a distant view, a brief battle off Pearl Harbor.
Records an act that lives forevermore. We'll recall, as into line we fall, the thing that happened on Hawaii shore. Let's remember Pearl Harbor as we go to meet the foe. Let's remember Pearl Harbor as we did the Alamo. We will always remember how they died for liberty. Let's remember Pearl Harbor and go on to victory.
I joined the Navy because I needed money and it wasn't any work. And I was on there from June of 40 until it was sunk. About a year and a half, somewhere in there. The night before, we had a little crap game. And I won $60. And I had Liberty the next day, Sunday. So I was going to take a friend of mine from in the gun crew from Kentucky, and we were going to go ashore and celebrate in Honolulu. So I got up early and I went up and took a shower, and I come back and I stand in front of a locker down in the turret, lower handling room, getting ready to change clothes, and we heard some rumbling going on, but of course we didn't know what it was. The chief turret captain come from all the way from chief's quarters up forward, come in the bottom of the turret and said, "The Japs are bombing us." So we started up through the turret to get up to our battle stations. And my battle station was up under, right up under the guns themselves. I had to put the panel in a roof block and I had to make it.
too. I'll walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather, dreams we fashion the night. You held me tight. I'll always be near you wherever you are each night. In every prayer, if you call, I'll hear you. No matter how far, just close your eyes and I'll be there. Please walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll walk alone. Every prayer, if you call, I'll hear you. No matter how far, just close your eyes and I'll be there. Please walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside. I'll walk alone. I'll walk alone.
Over the years, he has returned again and again to the Arizona Memorial.
It's very sad. That's a very sacred place. I lost so many shipmates that day. It's just like going back and losing them all over again.
Have you managed to forgive Japan?
Let's put it this way. 1,167 men out there on that Arizona, I sure as hell wouldn't shake hands with them, so I'm not going to do it.
Wednesday, on the 75th anniversary, he'll attend commemorations with his whole family, including great-grandchildren. John Blackstone, CBS News.
Television has a poison on its breath. This counterculture of both wicked lies and death. Thank you.
finally came to understand why they were so uncomfortable being called heroes. Heroes are something we create, something we need. It's a way for us to understand what is almost incomprehensible, how people could sacrifice so much for us. But for my dad and these men, the risks they took, the wounds they suffered, they did that for their buddies. They may have fought for their country, but they died for their friends, for the man in front, for the man beside him. And if we wish to truly honor these men, we should remember them the way they really were, the way my dad remembered them.
The Music of the Stars. That was the conclusion of Flags of Our Fathers and Clint Eastwood. The Music of the Stars.
Christmas morning is a thing I cannot bear. I'll pawn the watch my father gave me to buy a comb for her hair.
I wish you a Merry Christmas, I wish you a Merry Christmas, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding, oh, bring us some figgy pudding, oh, bring us some figgy pudding and bring it out here. We won't go until we got some. We won't go until we got some. We won't go until we got some. So bring some out here. Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding and bring it out here. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, speaking of New Year, Seth MacFarlane will be on the air New Year's Eve, 7 until 1 a.m. New Year's Day, and then the after party. Joel McNeely and the Big Band with Seth MacFarlane.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Wondering just who holds you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year. New Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of 1,000 invitations you receive. Just in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Thank you. But just in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New
Frank Lesser wrote then, what's the best New Year's movie you can imagine? My suggestion, Waterloo Bridge. Yeah, with, let's see, who was in that picture?
Ladies and gentlemen, we now come to the last dance of the evening. I hope you'll enjoy the farewell waltz.
I'll tell you later. Let's dance now.
Robert Taylor.
What do you mean, these candles?
You'll find out.
And Janet Leigh. No, not Janet Leigh, Vivian Leigh. We'll be on the air New Year's. 7 until 1 o'clock the next morning, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, there's a New Year's Eve. I better not tell you. Well, I'll tell you this. Vivian Leigh's favorite movie. Yes, even more than... That's right. Waterloo Bridge. Don't miss it. The music of the stars, Waterloo Bridge, highly recommended. Eugene Cosman in the orchestra. I wondered who did that. They didn't get any credit in the picture. The music of the stars, music for winter night. Thank you. Ray Anthony, the music of Tchaikovsky, The Pathetique. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. You will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it's queer to stop without a farmhouse near. Between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only sound, the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep. And miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep. Robert Frost wrote that. Somewhere here, I have a recording of Robert Frost reading that himself. This is music from Milwaukee. Claude Thornhill.
Thank you.
Here's Robert Frost.
I have been one acquainted with the night. I have walked out in rain and back in rain. I have outwalked the furthest city light. I have looked down the saddest city lane. I have passed by the watchman on his beat and dropped my eyes, unwilling to explain. I have stood still and stopped the sound of feet when far away an interrupted cry came over houses from another street, but not to call me back or say goodbye. And further still, at an unearthly height, one luminary clock against the sky proclaimed the time was neither wrong nor right. I have been one acquainted with the night.
Blessings instead of sheep. I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Do you mind if I say something just for the record?
Oh, of course not.
I think what you're doing for the General is one of the most decent, unselfish things I've ever heard of.
No angle?
No angle. I want to apologize for the way I sounded in Florida. I guess I've always been kind of a silly schoolgirl. You know the bit, the Lady Fair and the Knight on the White Horse.
Let me tell you something. It's kind of dangerous putting those knights up on white horses. Likely to slip off, you know.
I think mine's there to stay.
That's sure good to know. Makes a fella feel a little shaky to go up there all alone on one of those bleached chargers.
And you worried?
Kinda.
If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Thank you.
Now stand by for CBS News and weather, such as it is. See what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours. Rosie Clooney with Bing Crosby, 1954, White Christmas. Irving Berlin. Eddie Fisher had a big hit with that. Listen to Sam Slobodian. We're back on in most of the civic media radio stations, all the way till high noon Central Time. I'm your host, Lou Regani, and you're the best audience anywhere. Why? Because you get it. Stick around a bit.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.